This is Marginalia, a production of KMUW Wichita.
Marginalia. Notes in the margin of a book.
Notes, commentary, and similar material written in the margin of a book.
Comments and notes which are incidental
or additional to
the main topic in the margin of a book.
In June of 2019, Wichitan Todd Robbins launched Votron, a literary magazine for gritty urban fiction. I recently caught up with him to talk about the magazine, which published its fourth issue this week. I'm Beth Golay, this is Marginalia, and here's our conversation. I think maybe we should start with the title of the magazine, because, as you know, I have a difficult time pronouncing it. So what is the title of your magazine?
Here in Wichita, we call it Votron. I suppose if you got the French to do it, they'd have a different pronouncement for it, but I think Votron probably gets it done here.
What is the theme of the magazine? How can you describe, what type of content do you look for the magazine?
It's geared toward gritty urban fiction and crime mystery fiction. And those kind of intersect with each other. So all of those are a fit for Votron. And let's say you're talking about gritty urban fiction. You might have characters who are engaged in activities you'd see in a crime fiction story, but it depends on how the writer pursues the material. The effects may or may not land in genre fiction, but the crime fiction we hope to publish might closely resemble the gritty urban fiction pieces. Sometimes they defy categories or land in each of the categories. And it kind of depends on each story it's just not that cut and dried, but those are the general types of stories we're looking to publish.
Now, you first announced this magazine in 2019, is that right? And how many issues have you been able to put out since then?
The new one is our fourth.
And how has it progressed since that very first issue? Or has it?
It has. Really, with this fourth issue that's just out, the magazine has, I think, finally gotten to where we were trying to go from the start, which is we really want to publish those short stories we were just talking about that are geared toward gritty urban fiction and crime mystery fiction. We want the magazine to really be full of those and not much else except for book reviews, and we say symbolic inquiry. So we like essays that talk about those types of fiction and particularly address the symbolic element. But I would say that it's changed in that with this new issue, we've got all the issue is completely filled with those types of short stories and good ones at that.
So you've mentioned that, you know, a lot of people from across the country are sending you pieces for the magazine. Is it, you know, how are they hearing about it? Is it word of mouth, or do authors talk to each other? I mean, how is it that they are becoming aware of this magazine that we produce right here in Wichita?
I would say all of the above, but we went on Twitter last July, and Thomas Pluck is a New Jersey writer who was in the first issue. I contacted him and asked him when I was putting the first issue together, because he was an honorable mention honoree for the Best American Mystery Stories, I think, in 2016 or 2017. So I looked him up and I read some of his short stories, and I wanted to invite him to submit a story. So he was in the first issue, and I've kind of gotten acquainted with him just via email, really. And so when I went on Twitter, Pluck submitted a story to this issue. He's got a really great story in this new issue. And he's got a ton of Twitter followers, and a lot of them are writers, and they all kind of know Pluck. So I would say that he was kind of the linchpin for this issue, because I think we have Pluck, who's from New Jersey, and we have three other New Jersey writers in this issue, and they're all good. And so I think to a certain degree, and also Nikki Dolson, who's from Las Vegas, but she's been in various magazines with Pluck, and they kind of know each other, I think. So she sent me a really good story. And so that was really the change for this issue, is that we finally went online with Twitter.
So we're in the fourth issue right now. And so I want to go back even before that first issue. What made you want to start this magazine?
Just one of those, if you want to use the line from the first Godfather movie, I got struck by the thunderbolt. You know, one minute I was walking around getting ready for work, and the next minute I'm putting on my jacket and I'm walking around with the idea. It's just the way the ideas come to you sometimes. It was one minute it wasn't there, and the next minute it was. And it was just one of those, it was a strong idea, one that I really wanted to do. And as I thought about it for a day or so, I realized that, you know, Scott Phillips being a Wichita native, and I'm acquainted with him. We've talked many times, and I've read all of his books. And so I decided to ask him if he'd be interested in writing stories for the magazine. And he wrote back pretty quickly and said, I'd be pleased to give it a shot. So Phillips is such a great writer, and he's well known in the gritty urban fiction, crime fiction community. So he was a really good guy to kind of build the magazine around, because if you've got him in there, other people are just going to want to be in there.
So talk to me about the literary magazine. How does it differ? How does the magazine differ? How does readership differ from say a novel or a book of short stories or something like that? What is it about a magazine? I mean, does it make it more accessible to the reader, to the writer? I mean, can you describe, you know, the allure of what the literary magazine is?
One thing that it really does for you if you read them is you tend to be on the cutting edge of writers who are really just, they're not necessarily starting out, but sometimes you'll take hold of a really good writer, and maybe they're not being published by Random House yet, if they ever will be. I mean, we don't know what our fortune will be as a writer, but you're going to notice that there are some really good writers out there that maybe are not being reviewed in the New York Times yet, but they might be later, and maybe they should be, all of those things. And when you pick up a good literary journal, you might see somebody in there and think, wow, that was pretty dang good. And then in a year or two, you pick up the paper, or you notice, oh, here we go. They just came out with a novel. I thought so. That writer was really good. The main thing that I would say about this issue is that voice is really to the fore. And all of the writers have approached their stories with an enchanting voice. They do it in different ways.
So what are your plans for the magazine? I mean, do you expect to just continue to put them out and accept submissions? And I mean, what are your plans for Votron? Did I say that right? What are your plans for Votron?
You did. As far as I'm concerned, you did. We're really just kind of hitting our stride with this new issue. It's our best one by far. So I think from here on out, we're just going to make it better. I want to try to attract a few more essayists to future issues on that symbolic inquiry level. See what we get from that. I haven't figured out quite how to do that yet. The fiction writers are going to be in there for sure. And I mean, we got a lot of submissions for this issue for the first time. So that's really what we're going to try to do. We're just going to keep trying to attract really good contemporary short story writers.
That was Todd Robbins, founder and editor of Votron Literary Magazine. Thanks for joining us for Marginalia. Discover more episodes at kmuw.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Marginalia is produced at KMUW Wichita. Our engineers are Mark Statzer and Torrin Anderson. Our editor is Luann Stevens, and I am the producer. This is Marginalia, and for KMUW, I'm Beth Goulet.